This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities say nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for after part of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed in a town outside Miami, Florida. The collapse in the community of Surfside killed at least one person and trapped others in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers have pulled dozens of survivors from the tower and continued to look for more all day Thursday and into the evening. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Caba told WPLG that everything is being done to try to get to anyone who's trapped.
Our people are working around the clock, our fire rescue team leaving no stone unturned, and we're working with the families on reunification as well as those that were dislocated in the neighboring buildings.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was sufficient to have caused the collapse. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main American military force completes its withdrawal. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The departure of some 4,000 U.S. troops has been unfolding well before President Biden's September 11th deadline, and it will intensify over the next 2 weeks, according to inside sources. They tell the Associated Press about 650 service members will remain in Afghanistan, providing security for diplomats. And several hundred more will remain at the Kabul airport temporarily to assist Turkish troops, providing security. The U.S. expects to have most coalition personnel out by July 4th. The withdrawal comes as the Taliban accelerates its battlefield activities. That's fueling fears the Afghan government could collapse in a matter of months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Leaders of indigenous groups in Canada said Thursday investigators have found more than 600 unmarked graves at the site of a former residential school for indigenous children, a discovery that follows last month's report of 215 bodies found at another school. The bodies were discovered at the Merivale Indian Residential School, which operated from 1899 to 1997, where the Cowessess First Nation is now located, about 135 kilometers east of Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan. A search with ground-penetrating radar resulted in 751 hits, indicating that at least 600 bodies were buried in the area, according to tribal officials. Drug maker Eli Lilly is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to approve a new drug for the treatment of Alzheimer's. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Drug maker Eli Lilly said Thursday it plans to submit a possible Alzheimer's drug for approval to the Food and Drug Administration later this year. The Indianapolis-based company said it will seek FDA approval for donanemab based on results from a mid-stage clinical study involving 272 patients with an early form of Alzheimer's. Researchers said donanemab showed signs of slowing a decline in cognition and daily function for patients who took it compared to patients who took a placebo or fake drug. Earlier this year, the FDA approved Aduhelm, a treatment from drug maker Biogen, over warnings from independent advisors that Aduhelm hasn't been shown to help slow Alzheimer's. Both donanemab and Aduhelm help clear a protein called beta amyloid from the brain. I'm Mike Gracia.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.95%, the S&P 500 was up 0.58%, and the Nasdaq gained 0.69%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.